Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrn, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrn Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Every so often I see a video clip and it has something to do with a dog displaying guilt. These are usually forwarded with messages in which somebody notes with total confidence that the dog in the video is definitely the guilty dog. Sometimes these videos are just a singular dog. Sometimes they include more than one dog. And the dog who displays certain behaviors is the one who, we're told, is obviously the guilty party. I'm not questioning in some cases that this may in fact be true. But I also know that I take these videos and also these comments about how this is definitely a guilty dog that are given without any knowledge of the circumstances behind this behavior. I question them. And I question them for two reasons. One, I could say to one of my dogs, Ollie, and I'm not going to say this in the kind of voice I would use for an experiment because I know what the effect will be and I don't want to do that to Ollie, who is currently sleeping by the stove. But if I said to him with a proper inflection, the proper body language, Ollie, did you do this? Notice how I'm whispering. Not only am I whispering, I actually crept into the other room so he wouldn't hear me. But if I said that to him with the right tone and right body language, he would put his ears back and he would duck his head and he would creep away, even though he hadn't done anything. As far as why he would do this, I'm not sure. Oh, no, wait. Yes, I am. I am sure. Because there was once when I did catch him doing something. I caught him red-handed, caught him in the act, and I actually made a big deal out of it. And that's how he responded, and he remembered that. So he's made that connection already. And then all I have to do is say that, and he'll act the same way. And he can be standing right next to his mother. He can be standing with a bunch of dogs. And if I say that, regardless what's happened and who did it, he will automatically assume that posture that makes him look guilty. I guess the reason it's such blanket statements that behaviors like this, definitely, 100%, absolutely, period, amen, signal that the dog has done something bad and the dog knows that the dog has done something bad. These kinds of connections bother me because of the negative effects they have on the dog and the dog's relationship with the person. What goes through the mind of a dog who is daily being chastised, daily being verbally punished for something he or she might not have done? How does it change the relationship with a person who decides that a particular dog or a cat in the household is the guilty party and nothing will change their mind? And of course, the biggest question of all is, why do we do this? Why would we want to do this? What do we get out of assigning blame for something that logic tells us in a multiple animal household, we have no way of knowing? If I go off to work and I come home and I find something broken, I have no idea whether the cat or one of the dogs did it. I simply don't. And if I say, I know, bam, the cat did it, or I know, Fricka did it, I'm lying. And I guess if there were something about one of my animals that I didn't particularly like, well, then I might blame that animal for more. Unfortunately, this type of human behavior isn't that rare. This kind of projection, this picking out one animal in a multiple animal household is the bad one, the troublemaker. I'm not saying that some animals aren't more curious than others or get into things more than others, but I do think that, as in any other situation, to consider them guilty until proven innocent, and to treat them in such a way that they display body language that we associate with their guilt instead of what it is, fear or submission. Well, I don't think that's a nice thing to do.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries, and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore, by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.